Theory 1. Gravity is caused by light that goes slower and/or faster than normal light. This theory is based on the idea that gravity is caused by the interaction of light with matter. Light is a form of electromagnetic radiation, and it travels at the speed of light in a vacuum. However, when light passes through matter, it can slow down or speed up. The amount that light slows down or speeds up depends on the density of the matter. The theory proposes that gravity is caused by the difference in the speed of light in different materials. For example, light travels slower in water than it does in air. This difference in speed causes light to bend when it passes from one material to another. The bending of light can create a force that pulls objects towards each other. This theory is still in its early stages of development, and there is no experimental evidence to support it. However, it is a promising theory because it could provide a unified explanation for gravity and electromagnetism. Theory 2: All matter waveforms collapse and all matter is destroyed and recreated, causing gravity. This theory is based on the idea that gravity is caused by the collapse of the wave function of all matter. The wave function of a particle is a mathematical description of the state of the particle. When the wave function of a particle collapses, the particle is forced to take on a specific state. The theory proposes that gravity is caused by the collapse of the wave function of all matter in the universe. This collapse causes all matter to be destroyed and recreated. The process of destruction and recreation creates a force that pulls objects towards each other. This theory is also in its early stages of development, and there is no experimental evidence to support it. However, it is a promising theory because it could provide a unified explanation for gravity and quantum mechanics. Both of these theories are very speculative and require further research to determine their validity. It is important to note that these theories have not been peer-reviewed and should be treated with caution.